We were talking about Cal State Long Beach. Now, you said that you did some of the buildings on the campus?
The boys' gym. Before they had just the one gym. Both boys and girls would use the same gym, I guess. And then one of the mechanical buildings we did, Mechanic Arch. And that's all there on that campus. However, we did some $5.5 million physics and chemistry building for down the coast. Yes. Yeah, you. Irvine.
You did the physics building in UC Irvine?
Mm-hmm.
I had a class in the physics building.
Oh, did you?
It wasn't physics, it was anthropology.
Oh?
But that's where I went back to school and got my master's at.
Well, you know where it is then.
Yes, I know where it is. That whole.
It's right on the end of the circle there.
The whole layout of Irvine is.
It's circular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost circular. Yeah. It's almost elliptical, I guess.
Well, that's an interesting area in the it was all ranch and they were able to just build.
Yes, that was all just ranch land.
Build instant community.
Yes.
Ian Pereira, I believe, was the master.
He was the master architect for the university, and he assigned the architects to the job. He assigned that particular building to me.
Oh, I see. So you certainly have designed buildings all over Southern California. Have other areas also?
Oh, yes, up in the mountains, many of them in the mountains. And it really is, again, I refer to that thick book that there's really hundreds of jobs in it. And had I thought about it, I probably should have brought it out from the office. It would have helped.
Well,
sure, would have helped my memory.
Well, I would be interested in, you know, seeing that also, if you had it available sometime. And I'd like to see the scrapbooks that Mrs. Wing has put together with all of those.
Well, you're welcome to look at it.
Then I'd like to keep them home and peruse through them. I think that might be the most advantageous.
I would like to very much.
There's really a lot in here.
Oh, yes.
It's been fun.
Yes, because today I've really just sort of talked generally about the background, and there are many areas of individual buildings. I know that Nancy's very interested in your comments on buildings downtown Long Beach and other, what we would say, historic
buildings. Nancy's house, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, I like Nancy's house. I'm very comfortable in Nancy's house. It's lovely.
Are you going to bring that over, or what?
I think it might be more interesting for you if you can take it home. Thank you. Yes, I'd like to.
Don't you think
that's
right,
Emma? No, no. In case of a great disaster, Nancy knows where they are.
Also, if there's a way to get that ledger from the office, it would be inviting you guys out.
It's still Swalfield. It's
still Swalfield.
But there's a picture of all those houses in here I'd even get.
Yeah. Oh,
sure.
It was Christmas about it. And the groundbreaking in here, like for the for the Pig and Dick Wilson live in that house, yeah. It's house. I still call it the Swalfield house.
Pig
and Dick Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
Dick is a prominent attorney in town.
Yes.
And,
That's Phil, isn't it? Phil's house.
Phil's
house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We were just finishing that house when the war started in Korea.
I was mentioning the other day that I played in that house because when I was at Las Vegas School, Phil Swafield's niece, Beverly Count, lived with the Swafields, and she and I were really good friends, and so we used to go over there. No, it wasn't Carol, it wasn't any relation there. I don't know where she came from or why she was living with him, but I used to go over to that house. I was fascinated with his bathroom because I can remember he had some pictures of nude women on the wall.
Did you see?
That was always cut.
I mentioned to you the other day about the bar, too, remember?
The bar is terrific.
When you go into the living room, it looked like a bookcase with solid panel below. So you could stand up to a bar, and then there was counterbalance so that the top would go up. And that left it all open and with all the bottles back of it, so it was a full bar.
Oh. You designed that also?
Oh, yeah, I did the house, yeah.
So you designed all of those?
Well, when you do a house, you do all the details. You do even down to full sizes. The practice of architecture is rather complicated. It goes with the selection of colors into and materials and colors in many cases, and arguing with contractors, remember?
Oh, wow, do I?
So do I remember.
Do you remember that?
Her arguing with contractors.
Well, she fell into the gold. She had gold. I'll never forget him. I never seen him since.
He went bankrupt after
Did
that.
Did he? Job. I don't know where he went.
That's his wife. I think that he just really fell apart.
Oh?
Poor guy, I feel sorry for him to think that that job had anything to do with it.
Well, I do too.
But yet, he was very difficult, wasn't he?
He was. He would want to take any shortcut that he normally would. That's an example where supervision is important.
Absolutely essential.
Had
you involved, I don't know how we would have survived.
You would have had to have argued that yourself.
And I didn't have the information to be able to.
No, that's right. So many people don't realize that. They don't realize what supervision is. But through most of my practice, I wouldn't take an assignment without supervision because it no longer ends up being the same building.
Isn't it more difficult to supervise a large project, such as a high school or a physics building, something like that?
Oh, no. No, that isn't so tough. Your building down there at the Irvine was not tough. That's 4 or 5 stories tall.
Uh-huh.
We would have meetings every Monday morning with all of the tradesmen, all of the foremen, and any questions that were developed through the week would be brought up that day and settled.
But then what was your relationship with, say, the general contractor and then the subcontractors? How did that work?
Well, we were telling the general contractor what he wanted him to do.
I see.
And he would have to require his subcontractors to meet the requirements.
Okay.
It's a chain of command, actually. It's the architect to the general contractor to the subcontractor.
Did you choose your contractor?
Well, we chose the main contractor if he was a low bidder.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only reason. And he chose his subcontractors for the same reason. And if he thought they were, if two were almost alike, why he would, if he was any good, he would take the better contractor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you've dealt with quite a few contractors.
Oh, yes.
Early in Long Beach, I think you probably worked with C.T. McGruen.
Yes. I should say. Very well.
I have heard that probably it was their construction of the Pacific Coast Club which gave them, caused some financial problems for
That's
them,
right.
And they never recovered from that.
That's what I understand. I have no actual knowledge of that other than what I heard around the office.
Did they decline as a contracting company after?
No, they finished all right. Either they or the bonding company or how it was finished, I don't know. I didn't get into that detail. That was while I was still in school.
Well, I also heard one man that I interviewed whose father was a member of the Pacific Coast Club, and he said that he felt it would still, that it was the tower that they built with the residences that really caused their financial problems, because with the Depression, so many of their members who had very little money were able to live there and not pay very much, and it was a problem for keeping the club solvent.
I have no knowledge of that. I don't know. But I've looked at that building at least five or six different prospective purchases, and I had to tell each one it wasn't a good deal. It wasn't. The columns just didn't fall anywhere in sequence or in any rhythm or any system so that you could work out them. It just wasn't basically correct. It worked all right as a club. It worked for the club. That's what it was built for. It was a good firm to build it.
Why couldn't it be a club again?
It could have been. It would have been a good club. It could have been if anyone had wanted. Didn't somebody try to do that once?
I don't know.
I don't know. It seems to me somebody tried to do it.
You would think with the Renaissance, as they're calling it, of Long Beach, that there would be a need for a club again.
No. When I was first starting college, I used to go down on the beach there and watch them pour their piling. They had concrete piling that they formed on the beach, and then they drove them into the, after they had taken their proper set, they took a plow driver and drove it down. So they're there. They're not, no worms in them. But I thought it was a nice club, and I thought the style of it was nice. I think it was well done. It was too bad that somebody just didn't happen on in at the right time.
It still could.
It still could, but there's that much more work. So many more things have gone to pieces. But I thought it was a pretty good club at the time. I used to go in there quite often, and I was fairly well acquainted with it, but I guess the war came along in there. I think the war had something to do with stopping that. It seems to me that we were at a meeting in there one night, and we were told that you couldn't have any headlights on going home. You had to go home in the dark.
I was told a similar story by Virginia Moore, and her mother, I think, Mrs. Reed, had been at a meeting there, and it was the blackout at the time, and they couldn't have the lights, and somebody was escorting her home and fell down the steps and broke his leg. Well, downtown Long Beach is hopefully going to have a renaissance, but there's so many special buildings down there that might be worth preserving. Did you want to comment about, say, the Durgan's Trust building?
Well, I couldn't favorably talk about that. I don't think it's very good.
Mm-hmm. Architecturally, you don't think it's very
good? No. It's just, that, if, actually, the building stood in a steel frame for many years. It got all rusty before it was even painted. They used to paint steel.
Uh-huh.
Then they began to pour concrete around it. Then they began to put other insulating material, and finally a plaster. But anyway, it was exposed to the weather for years. But when I first came to Long Beach, that was in 17, so how much before that it had been exposed, I don't know.
I believe it was called the Markwell Building originally.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have some of the plans, the original plans for the Markwell Building on the library on campus. And I haven't looked at them recently, but I think they were done on linen.
Sure they were.
Yeah.
We used to make all of the drawings on very, very fine linen.
Uh-huh.
And I had the drawings here, and my son wanted them. He has them at the office. But one of my jobs when I first went to work for this firm in Los Angeles was to make the working drawings in ink on this cloth, which the ink didn't run at all. It was very nice smooth drawing,
mm-hmm.
smooth surface. And so I had a print of it, and the main entrance, if you, I don't know whether you remember that of the Chinese theater or not.
Exactly, yes.
Well, that was rather very complicated and had flying something or other, I don't know what they were called. It was good Chinese, though. That was designed by this man Kennedy that I went to this firm for. And then on the inside, a fraternity brother and I went out and got on the platform, all the walls inside with a piece of chalk, and then painters came along and put gold leaf in within the areas that were covered with or indicated with chalk.
This is the theater?
No.
Uh-huh.
That's inside the theater.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to do with that, the outside there. That, only that it was a rather tough drawing to do. It had to be done, drawn very carefully.
Okay. Yeah. Well, somebody, with the earthquake in 1933, some of the buildings were basically not damaged very much. I know that I've talked with Daryl Neighbors, and who at the time was working in the security bank building.
That's right. It wasn't that damaged much. An earthquake building, in an earthquake, a building like that gets its greatest stress at the third point in height. That's where it takes the toughest bending.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something else I was going to tell you about the earthquakes.
You told me about the top of the Hartwell Building.
Oh, yes. There was on top of that Hartwell Building was a beautiful vent up there, also designed by this man in Los Angeles that I admired. And it was shaken off and broken because it was kind of fragile. What it did was to screen a vent that came up from the basement from the heating equipment.
What material was it?
Concrete.
It was concrete. And that was on the top of the Hartwell?
But they were thin pieces. They'd probably be that big.
Uh-huh.
So there wasn't much strength to them.
Uh-huh. And that was Mr. Kennedy who designed?
Mm-hmm.
Designed
He designed the whole building, yes.
Oh, he designed the Hartwell building.
No, not the Hartwell. The whole building, I meant. That isn't the Hartwell building I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Ocean Center building.
Oh, I see.
Ocean Center.
Okay.
The Hartwell building, I don't think, is a gem.
Well, which building was Decennial Design that went down in the earthquake?
It was, you know, an Ocean Center building.
Oh, okay.
And the theater was in the Ocean Center building?
No theater there. It was a half a block east of Pine Avenue. East of American Avenue.
Uh-huh.
That was done in Italian.
I see.
He had beautiful detail on it that was, anything that was fragile was lost, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the Ocean Center building where Jonah was?
No.
By the theater, the old
theater? No. Jonah was in the Hartwell building.
Hartwell's up on Pine.
No, I know where the... It was on Pine and Ocean is the Hartwell building. And across the street is the...
The one that has the tattoo. The Kennedy there. What's that building?
I don't know what cartouche you're talking about.
Nice, lovely cartouche right in the center that I thought Kennedy did. And then across the street was the Sea Theater and the old Ocean Center building, wasn't it?
Well, it isn't quite on the corner, but the building I told you that was stood there with this paint on it for a while was at the corner of Ocean and Pine.
Mm-hmm.
And on the opposite corner, the northwest corner was the Hartwell building. That went through the quake pretty well. And the First National Bank happened to go through there pretty well. They found some difficulties with it, and years later, some of the walls were 3 feet thick and made of brick.
Mm.
But it was just due to the volume of the brick that it was so strong. What were you talking about, Mildred?
And I was thinking of the one. What's
the name of
the
one that you always said you're afraid to go to a movie in
it?
That
was the old, because of the amendment brought up the earthquake.
And
it was the ones on Ocean on the
Quake
Jonas office. Was up on
that's the one I said stood with just paint on it for a long time.
Yeah.
That's the Jurgens Trust.
The old State Theater, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. State Theater, that's right.
And you were worried about going to a movie in it because you didn't trust the building?
No, I didn't trust it. The numbers looked pretty small to me when I looked back on it.